200 plus years old, right? So never in the life of this nation had God spoke. Double this amount. He never spoke. So I don't know about y'all, but you know, like the other day when my grandkids were leaving, the last words I said to them was my most important words. You know what I'm saying? Which is, I love you and y'all are awesome and I'll see you soon, right? Those kind of words. The words that I really wanted to mean something. I really told them a story that night, you know, because I wanted to remember it. You know, what happened before that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I got to tell y'all this. I'm learning really great things with grandkids. And, you know, Holt's 8, so he's right at the ripe age. You know, just this is a lot of fun. And so, this is going to go over the tape, so I don't care if anybody hears it or whatever. They can just deal with it. In Christmas, so I got him a 22, one of these little bitty single-shot 22s, okay? With a little peep sight on it, you know, it's a little Savage Rascal 22. You know, it's the kind like my father gave me, that his father gave him, that, you know, I have my great uncles, and they're the old kind that you can only load them single shot. And you used to have to pull the knob back, you know, to cock the firing pin. But these now, the new ones, when you cock the bolt, it actually cocks the firing pin. And so, but it looks exactly, functions exactly the same. And I thought, that's the way he's got to learn. The way we used to learn, the way my grandfather learned, you know, down the road, that's the way it's going to be. So anyway, so I learned the greatest thing about building confidence in a kid. Just give them a target they can't miss. You know? I mean, you don't want to sit there and say, well, you can't hit that quarter. Just get a bullseye big enough to hit. So we blew up balloons, you know, about this big. Set them all up. Man, he just shot them all down like nothing. So we moved them out a little farther. Well, It kind of happened like an accident, but I actually saw it as the Holy Ghost. Because Joseph was helping me, and he set up two of the balloons, and then I just happened to sit there and look, and I said, well, wait a minute, if I get a different angle, he could shoot two in one. And so I said, no, look, look, look. I said, just move over here and watch. You're going to shoot two balloons at one shot. Well, how can I shoot two balloons at one shot? You're going to do it. I want to show you. You're going to do it. You're going to make it happen. You know, I built it all up. And then I got him over there, and man, he shot through it. Pop both of them, you know. How, you're the greatest. You knocked down two balloons with one shot, you know. So you know what I did? I went and set them back up again. You know what I did? I lined them up again so he could do it again, because I want him to have confidence, right? You don't want to beat somebody down. You want to give them confidence. God, when he's speaking to us here at the end of this, he's doing the same thing to us. He's giving us the last thing that's going to be said for 400 years. So he gives us some really good juice right here at the end. And this, let me explain it to you. He goes through here and he's talking about it. And he says, go back to verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, burning like an oven. And all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will stumble, and the day in which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord. And they will leave them neither root nor branch. In other words, they're going to burn them up so there's nothing ever going to come back. I'm glad to know that someday that their wickedness on this earth is going to cease and God's going to see to it. And it's going to be over with and it's going to be rooted totally out. That we do win, that they don't win. Hello? I'm glad. Okay. But you who fear my name. Now that word fear there doesn't mean fear like you're scared, like, oh my gosh. It's fear like reverence. It's fear like you're awed by him. It's fear of just what we did just a minute ago when we're just sitting there saying, God, you are so good. You are so amazing. You are so awesome. That's having fear for God. That's you. You're stopping in your life and you're saying, man, it's you I trust in. It's you I'm looking to. That's giving God reverence and giving God fear. It's also when something comes up and somebody says, come on, let's go do this. Or you know, just go ahead and do that. And you say, well, wait a minute, I don't think Jesus would like that. That's the same thing. All right? You see, all day long this happens to us, whether we realize it or not. All day long the world wants us to bite into its lie. Right? But whenever time you turn from evil, every time you turn from wickedness, every time you turn from anything that you don't think would please Jesus, you know what happens? You just gave him reverence. You just gave him fear. Okay? So you're this person. But you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Okay? Now, it's interesting because, let's get a little science course now. Have anybody ever studied or looked at about vitamin D? Huh? You know what vitamin D is? You know, you can take a pill, you can take vitamin D. But you know how you really get vitamin D, the best source? The sun, right? And then if a person, you know, like you have to worry about it in places like submarines, you have to worry about it in places like, you know, like if you're in Alaska where it's all dark, you know, people start getting depleted from vitamin D, so it's driving them crazy. But you know, one of the things that vitamin D does to you is it affects your digestion. Did y'all know that? Does. Go read it and go look it up. Affects your digestion because your body has a way to synthesize the sun's rays coming down on you to turn this into vitamin D, which then your body has to have in order to function, to really process and digest your food and everything else, and also calcium and phosphate. And you can't have calcium without calcium and without phosphate in your life, you'll die. So literally, you can say without the sunlight on your body and you having sunlight, you'll die. Right? So, have you ever walked out on a sunny day and, you know, like it happens right now in this time of year to me. Like, it's cold today, you know, it was 100 the other day, now we're 54 or whatever it is, and these huge swings. But when it gets to be that day when it's not really 100 degrees, you know, let's say it's 80, and you walk outside and you start to feel the sun on your face, and you just kind of wanted to stop, and you just kind of like, oh. And there's something therapeutic about it, right? To feel the sun on you, it just feels like, oh, it's good, right? Okay, he says that the Sun of Righteousness is going to arise, right? With healing in his wings. In other words, when an eagle or a, you know, a hawk or something raises its wings up and how the wings come off and raise, just like the sun rays come down upon you. In other words, there's this place of standing in the presence of God in his grace and in his righteousness, what I've been preaching to you about. And you're standing there in his grace where you just know he loves you. Like, does the sun choose to shine on you? It's just shining, right? You choose to walk out in it and go, ah. Y'all following me here? You choose to walk out. The sun is shining. And you choose to walk out in it and enjoy it. Jesus is standing there with healing in his wings, and you choose to walk in it and say, oh, man. God, you are so good. I love you. I praise you. You are so amazing. Fear and reverence. You see, if you go out there and say, oh, God, I wish you'd do something. The world looks so bad. Oh, my God. I don't think we're ever going to make it. This is terrible. It's so mean. They're so good. You're not standing with the sun shining on you. You're just blowing doubt and unbelief. You're just blowing all the things, you know, and all that. But when you go stand out there and you say, oh, God, you are so awesome. You are so amazing. You know, you always make it right, no matter how bad things seem. You always make it right, Lord. You always put everything in perspective. Lord, you are so amazing. When you start to, listen to me, when you start to vocalize what's inside of you, not the negative, but the positive of what God is doing for you, and you stand up and you start announcing that to the world, you are letting the healing wings of God come upon you. And he will heal your soul. He'll heal everything about you. He'll set everything in your life right. He'll set everything in correct because you know what? He's got to. Listen to me. He's got to. He cannot just look down at you and say, oh, give me a break. You know, I don't know if I believe that or not. I don't know if you're really sincere. You know, you're probably going to, tomorrow you're going to be over there whining and moaning. No, he said, if you start worshiping him, if you start having reverence and fearing his name or reverencing his name and holding his name out there, he says, you're gonna put yourself. You're gonna, remember I've been teaching about you're standing in grace. Well, you're just moving yourself into that position of grace, and you're just, you ushered yourself right into the presence of God by declaring his truth. Bob, you can turn that. I think it's John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 17, I believe it is, where John says, and Jesus came, the Word of God became flesh, and he dwelt among us, right? And he came and he did something. He revealed to us grace and truth. Right? We're standing in grace. Yeah, the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus, he brought about grace and truth. He brought about the healing in his wings. You didn't hear God say anything for 400 years until the manifestation of Malachi chapter 4 of Jesus coming up and being the wings of healing. Matter of fact, if you really want to put it, if you go back and you look at Malachi chapter 4, the last verse there, verse 6, it says, and then he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to their fathers. That's what the angel told Zechariah about John. Luke 1:17, I think it is. In other words, that prophecy took 400 years to come to pass, but when it came to pass, Jesus steps out in the middle of it and says, I'm Jesus. I'm bringing in grace and truth. And if you'll step in it, it'll heal you. You follow what I'm saying? God said the last thing is important things. And then 400 years goes by, and then boom, it manifests. Jesus steps onto the scene. He says, here I am with healing in my wings. Here I am with healing right here. So what do you need? See, I'm asking you, what do you need? What's going on in your life? What do you need? Whatever you need, then, you need to get hold of the word of whatever you need, and then you need to step out into the sun. And lift up your hands and say, you know, God, I just worship you. You are so awesome. You know, you're the God that always provides finances. God, you know, you're the God, I trust in you, and you're the God that always heals my body. You're the God that always sets things right. You're the God that makes things happen that, Lord, I can't even understand how it's going to happen, but you said you'd make it happen, and you're going to do it, and I trust you because, Lord, you're a good God. And the moment you start doing that, then I'm going to tell you something, folks, all of heaven begins to work on your behalf. Now see, I'm the kind of person that can start out that way in the morning. Okay? And let's just say at 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, that's where I'm at in the morning, right? Okay, I'm ripping it up, man. I'm you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger powerlifting in heaven. You know, and then by 8:30, I could have 3 phone calls and, you know, 16 bad reports, and then, you know, it starts to look like, oh my God. And then I can start to get overwhelmed, and I got to watch it, because if I don't run out in the sun and lift up my hands and say, God, you're amazing, you're unbelievable, you can make everything work out, you can set everything right, you can put everything in its place. Whew, Lord, if I don't go run out in the sun and do that, you know what happens? It starts to look like the darkness is going to win. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can stand out there, listen to me, and you can pray in tongues for 5 hours. Read your Bible from forward to front to the back. You can go speak 1,000, quote 1,000 words. But until you walk out into the sun and really grab hold of Jesus and start announcing it to him, you're not gonna see any change. You're just rehearsing. Like, Tina, y'all put in a lot of work. 5 weeks to do that deal. But y'all did it. You pulled it off and it was perfect. Right? But you had to practice for 5 weeks. But the announcement was, the standing in the sun was doing it. When we say we're going to practice, you need to practice your Christianity, it doesn't mean you're just like at home rehearsing it. It means you're actually putting it into an action. Hello? Something happens in life. Listen to me. You can just say, oh, well, Pastor, that's just your personality, and you just kind of, you know, you just get a little excited and whatever. And I'm not too vocal, and I don't really like to, but I want to tell you something. You're not going to get nowhere in life until you start speaking it out of your mouth and lifting your, and you know, I'm not talking about the sun. I'm talking about the S-O-N, not the S-U-N necessarily. You're walking into His presence and announcing it. Until you're ready to get to that place in life that you can throw your hands up and say, God, I trust in You. I believe in You. You are it. I trust in You. I know You're going to make it happen. I know You're going to do it. Until you start saying that out of your mouth, listen to me, folks. You're not getting anywhere. The devil has you right where he wants you, and he'll defeat you every time. Because you just have to hear something. You just have to see something, and you'll be discouraged. Now, you know, I wish I could, I don't mean to stand here tonight and y'all think I'm Superman, because I want to tell you something. I wish I could walk in what I preach 100% of the time, but I don't. But you know what I've learned? I catch myself. And say, what are you talking about? You silly little man. What are you talking about? Quit being a silly little whiner and pull Superman up out of you and let's get the job done. Are y'all with me? But if you don't do that, you're going to be defeated all the time. If you do it, just walk out there in the sun and say, God, I praise You. Whoo, Lord, just to be in Your presence. Now, I want to tell you this. And this may be a Robert Richards-ism. For me to go stand out in the sun, you know, and just let the sun rays hit me, the way it feels on my skin, the way it makes me feel, it feels to me a lot like walking into the presence of God and feeling His presence. One's inside, one's outside, but to me it's kind of that same, where it makes you feel clean and good, just with that, you know? It's close. So, you know, you got to understand something about the presence of God. You say, well, I don't know if I'm in the presence of God. Well, anytime you've opened your mouth and prayed, you're in the presence of God because He's always shining. He's always shining from heaven. He's always shining from heaven. He's always pouring out from heaven. It's just, are we going to walk into it? Are y'all with me? This is, we going to walk into it. Listen to me. Smith Wigglesworth, old minister around the turn of the century, and wrote a book, and a lot of books, and some of the books I read, they always amazed me, because he'd always say, when I wake up in the morning, I don't ask myself how I feel. I tell my body how I feel. And that works, you know. Sometimes my body does tell me how it feels. And then I had to go through a wrestling match and overcome and tell my body, no, this is the way you're going to feel. This is what we're going to do. Y'all with me? Because I think I said something Sunday, but I was playing football with Holt, and I don't know what gets into grandpas every now and then, you know, just think we can do something spectacular. And so he chased me, and I ran. And he was almost going to get me, and I threw on the afterburner, you know. And when I did something, man, I did something over here on my leg, ankle, calf, down to the bottom. You know, I mean, I felt it because it got real loose. I said, that used to be kind of tight, now it's loose. Something gave way. I don't know what it was, but it's not going to be good in the morning. And it's told me ever since then that it's there. You with me? But you got to do it. Listen to me. There's no other way it's going to happen. You got to walk into the presence of God and begin to worship Him. And when you begin to lift your praises to Him, when you begin to lift your fear and your reverence to Him, everything is put in order. Everything's put in order. So, Laura, I want you to come up here. And I want you just to play something. No, just go ahead and you can play, because everybody needs to worship. And let's just quiet ourselves for just a second. Just put your Bible up and just give yourself some room, and let's just quiet ourselves here in the presence of God. Whatever it is that you have a need, whatever it is, just talk to Him about it. When you feel like you've discussed it enough with Him, then just as you feel led, just stand to your feet and just begin to just lift your arms out to Him, and then just begin to utter it out of your mouth, your praise to Him, and let His fear and His reverence just start to come over you. Let those healing wings just begin to touch you right there. Oh yeah, Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's so amazing. Oh, yeah. Healing wings just flow, flooding into the hearts and souls of us all. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Touch everyone in here, Lord. Those healing wings just touching everyone. Oh, yeah.
You ride upon the clouds and you lead me to the truth.
You are the Spirit inside me.
You ride upon the clouds.
You lead me to the truth.
You are the Spirit inside me.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song.
Oh, yes, you are.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I will sing again.
Jesus, I set my agreement with every person in here, Lord. That right now, Lord, as we've just had reverence for you and worshiped you, I thank you, Lord God, that you are working a miracle in everybody's life. I declare it in the name of Jesus. That the name of Jesus goes forth and breaks down every walls. It sets everything and every barrier in its place. And I just declare right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, you move in every area of their lives. Oh, I give you praise for it. I give you praise for it, Lord. I give you praise for Now, church, I promise you that if this is your lifestyle every day, that if you take this mindset you learned tonight into your lifestyle every day, you know what will happen? You're just going to live the high life. Not the Miller high life, but you're going to live the Jesus high life. It's going to be a good one. You're going to see God moving. You're going to see God flowing. You're going to see great things happen in your life. But you got to fight and you got to push through the humdrums. You know, the demonic forces in life that want to just keep you silent. Want to keep you down. Want to keep you believing negative. Want to keep you believing everything's not going to work out right. And when you operate like this in life, you see victory. So look at the person beside you or around you and say, hey, victory's yours. Amen? Well, glory to God. New levels of victory tonight. That's what I declare. Praise God. Well, glory!